Welcome to Jerry Osborne's Vinyl Village.
When those oldies play, we listen.
And I'm Jerry, and this is a village like no other.
Oldies, we all love song.
Wait, oh yes, wait a minute, Mr. Postman.
Wait,
hey, 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 Mr. Postman.
Mr. Postman, look and see.
Oh yeah.
As has already been stated, welcome to the Vinyl Village. And this episode is appropriately titled Going Postal. And we begin with the Beatles from 1964. Please, Mr. Postman, deliver the letter, the sooner the better. And for this show, you'll be hearing all sorts of things that are postal related. And besides the postman, we'll hear songs about other phases of postal business. And we'll really hear from some honest-to-goodness postal employees during the show. And since neither rain nor hail nor sleet nor snow can stop me, let's return to 1963 and Rick Nelson. And that's all she wrote.
Hello, Mr. Mailman, thank you for the letter. It's from my baby far away. But wait, Mr. Mailman, this couldn't be my letter. Baby never writes this way. She didn't say I love you or I'm thinking of you. She didn't say sincerely or I miss you dearly. At the end was just goodbye, my friend, just a note. That's all she wrote. But look, Mr. Mailman, look at the writing. There could be no mistake. Just didn't think the hand that wrote such sweet things would make my poor heart break. She didn't say I love you or I'm thinking of you. She didn't say sincerely or I miss you dearly. At the end was just goodbye, my friend, just a note. That's all she wrote. Please, Mr. Mailman, take away the letter. It's just a sad memory. You know, Mr. Mailman, the sooner I forget her, the better off I'll be. She didn't say I love you or I'm thinking of you. She didn't say sincerely or I miss you dearly. the end was just goodbye, my friend. Just a note, that's all she wrote. That's all she wrote. That's all she wrote.
KPTZ.
More music.
Love letter straight from your heart. Keep us so near while apart. I'm not alone in the night. When I can have all the love you like, I'm in your eyes, every line. I kiss the name that you sign. And darling, then I'll meet again right from the start. Love letters straight from kiss the name that you sign. And darling, then I read again right from the start. Love letters straight from
there. You have the title track from one of the top-selling albums in the summer of 1971, Love Letters from Elvis. And if you want to send your mushy letters to me via email, just address them to jerry@kptz.org. And use that same address if you want to be on the show and pick a song that you think I might have trouble locating. And that's what we call You Pick It and I'll Play It. And now, let's go to the phone, and we'll hear from our first hard-working postal worker who's going to pick a song, and it's going to be my job to play it.
Hey, Jerry. This is Dean down at the Port Townsend Post Office. This new feature you've got going on your show is a great idea, calling in and requesting songs. Love it. We've been thinking about songs that are postal-related. How about The Letter from the Box Tops? You got that one?
I just might.
Thanks, Jerry.
Give me a ticket for an aeroplane. Ain't got time to take a fast train. Lonely days are gone, I'm a-going home. My baby just wrote me a letter. I don't care how much money I gotta spend. Got to get back to my baby again. Lonely days are gone, I'm a-going home. My baby just wrote me a letter. When she wrote me a letter, said she couldn't live without me no more. Listen, mister, can't you see I got to get back to my baby once more. Anyway, yeah, give me a ticket for an aeroplane. Ain't got time to take a fast train. Lonely days are gone, I'm a-going home. My baby just wrote me a letter. When she
But she wrote me a letter, said she couldn't live without me no more. Listen, mister, can't you see I got to get back to my baby once more? Anyway, yeah, here's a ticket for an aeroplane. Ain't got time to take a fast train. Lonely days are gone, I'm a-going home. My baby just wrote me a letter. My baby just wrote me a letter.
As requested from my friend Dean, who is usually found at the westernmost window at the Port Townsend Post Office. And I'm Jerry Osborne, happy to have you drop in to the Vinyl Village. And I hope you enjoy the tunes. Here's a good one from 1962, the first big hit for Carole King. And it looks like this couple is going to be apart for a few months. And since they didn't have email and text and all of that in 1962, they had to rely on letters, which meant that you had to come up with something to write about.
What should I write? What can I say? How can I tell you how much I miss you? The weather been as nice as it can be, although it doesn't really matter much to me. For all the fun I'll have while you're so far away, it might as well rain until September. I don't need sunny skies for things I have to do, 'cause I stay home the whole day long and think of you. As far as I'm concerned, each day's a rainy day, so it might as well rain until September. My friends look forward to their picnics on the beach. Yes, everybody loves the summertime. Doesn't matter whether skies are gray or blue, it's raining in my heart 'cause I can't be with you. I'm only living for the day you're home to stay, so it might as well rain until September.
Right down to the very last raindrop. And it might as well rain until September from the supremely talented Carole King. And you must know there's a boy on the other end who's asking,
why don't you write me, darling? Send me a letter. Tell me you love me, dear. Make me feel better. I love you. Yes, it's you I adore.
You I adore.
When I first met you, darling, I realized, and for you, dear, I did have eyes. Please, darling, won't you send me a line? I miss you so each day, although you're gone away, I guess all of you more and more. And as the days go by, I sometimes often cry to
I miss you, so each day, although you're gone away, I guess I'll love you more and more. And as the days go by, I sometimes often cry to see your face once more. Counted my blessings, prayed for a star. Why don't you write me, dear? Say how you are. I love you, and it's you I adore. You I adore. It's you. What?
Those are the Jacks from 1955, and after they had that hit, they turned around and renamed themselves, and then a few months later in 1956, they returned as the Cadets, and they had a top 15 hit with Stranded in the Jungle. Next, we head back to 1962 for Larry Finnegan, who every day could be found sitting right near the door waiting for that mailman to show up with a letter from his dear one.
When the mailman came to our house this morning, I was waiting right there for him at the door. But when I opened up and read your last letter, then I knew that I would wait for him no more. 'Cause you said, dear one, there's something that I have to tell you.
Lost your love, Jane.
Then she said, dear one, there's something that I have to tell you. Dear one, there's something that I have to say. Dear one, he's tall, dark, and well, you know how it is. And dear one, he stole my heart away.
Such a shame she didn't even add a postscript, the most common one being P.S. I love you.
Dear, I thought I'd drop a line. The weather's cool, the folks are fine. I'm in bed each night at nine. P.S. I love you. Yesterday we had some rain, but all in all, I can't complain. Was it dusty on the train?
Yes, I love you.
Right to the Browns just as soon as you're able. They came around to call. I burned a hole in the dining room table. And let me see, I guess that's all. Nothing else for me to say. So I'll close, but by the way, everybody's thinking of you.
Yes, I love you.
Write to the Browns just as soon as you're able. They came around. I burned a hole in the dining room table. And let me see, I guess that's all. Nothing else for me to say. And so I'll close. But by the way, everybody is thinking of you.
Yes, I love you, love you, love you, love you.
The Hilltoppers in 1953 with a top five hit, and I'm sure every resident of the Vinyl Village knows there was a completely different P.S. I Love You in the top 10 in the summer of 1964.
As I write this letter, send my love to you.
With the lead vocal of Paul McCartney and P.S. I Love You. For the week of April 4th, 1964, it was a week unlike any other. Of the top 100 songs in the nation, the top five were all by the Beatles. They were, in order of 1 through 5, Can't Buy Me Love, Twist and Shout, She Loves You, I Want to Hold Your Hand, and Please Please Me. But also on that week's chart was a tune by the Four Preps, and their song, titled A Letter to the Beatles, couldn't have been released at a more appropriate time.
My girl fell in love with a singing group from England far away. She lost her mind, she lost her heart when they began to play.
I wanna hold you.
So my girl wrote a letter to the Beatles saying, you're so fine, you can have my love to keep, take this heart of mine. Beatles, I'd give you anything, all of my true love. But they wrote a letter back to her saying, that ain't enough,
you gotta send us 25 cents for an autograph. $1 bill for a fan club card, and if you send it right away, you'll get a lock of hair from our Saint Bernard. Oh, no, no, I wanna hold your hand.
So she wrote another letter to the Beatles saying, you misunderstood. It's you I love, it's you I want to have.
And there you have the story of one teenager's attempt to get an autograph from the Beatles. And I'll be darned if they didn't upsell her. And this is Jerry Osborne, and you're listening to The Vinyl Village, and it's time again to go to the phones. This time, I'm thrilled to be hearing from a Port Townsend postal legend. I think just about everyone in town who's been here for a while will recognize this voice.
Hi, Jerry. This is Carol, retired postal worker.
You know, Carol, I calculate from the time I got here to present, and having gone there 6 days a week for all of those years, that I made over 10,000 trips to the post office. And don't you think a big chunk of those visits had me being waited on by you?
I waited on you for over 25 years at the historic post office in Port Townsend.
And so, my dear, what postal-related song would you like to hear?
I would like you to play Send Me Some Lovin' by Sam Cooke, 1962.
And because you picked it, I'm playing it.
Thanks, Jerry.
Send it, I pray. How can I love you when you're so far away? Oh, honey, send me your picture. Oh, send it, my dear, so I can hold it and pretend you are near. Can you send me your kisses? I still feel your touch, and oh, I need you so badly. I want you so much. My days are so lonely. nights are so blue. I'm here and I'm longing, and I'm waiting for you. I want you to
send me some loving.
Oh, send me some of that loving, baby.
Send it, I pray.
Send it, I pray.
How can I love you?
How in the world can I love you?
When you're so far away.
When you're so, so, so far away. Send me your picture, baby.
Send it, my dear.
Oh, send it, my dear.
So I can.
Oh, I want so badly to hold it. And I want to pretend that you're near. Send me lovin', baby.
The wonderful Sam Cooke and Send Me Some Lovin'. Depending on what all is involved in that package, I'm not sure which postal category that sort of thing would be classified as. At any rate, let me introduce my friend Brett, who will then give the station break while simultaneously introducing Brian Hyland and Sealed with a Kiss.
Hello, everyone. This is Brett Paisno from Squim, and you're listening to KPTZ in Port Townsend.
We gotta say goodbye for the summer. Darling, I promise you this, I'll send you all my love every day in a letter sealed with a kiss. Guess it's gonna be a cold, lonely summer.
From 1962 and Sealed with a Kiss. And as you may recall, the official acronym for Sealed with a Kiss, SWAK, was SWAK, and you could often see that written on the backside of the envelope. Now the Vinyl Village continues with the postal theme, and this is the only tune on the show where the letter is being dictated to a secretary, and her name is Maria. Her boss is R.B. Greaves, and that's why the title is Take a Letter, Maria.
Last night, as I got home about a half past ten, there was the woman I thought I knew in the arms of another man. I kept my cool, I ain't no fool. Let me tell you what happened then. I packed some clothes and I walked out, and I ain't going back again. So take a letter, Maria. I dress it to my wife. Say I won't be coming home. Gotta start a new life. We'll take a letter, Maria. I dress it to my wife. Send a copy to my lawyer. Gotta start a new life. You've been many things, but most of all, a good secretary to me. And it's times like this I feel you've always been close to me. Was I wrong to work nights to try to build a good life? All work and no play has just cost me a while. So take a letter, Maria, no, address it to my wife. Say I won't be coming home, gotta start a new life. We'll take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Send a copy to my lawyer. Gotta have a new life. What a man loves a woman. It's hard to understand that she would find more pleasure in the arms of another man. I never really noticed how sweet you are to me. It just so happens I'm free tonight. Would you like to have dinner with me? Take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Say I will be coming home. Gotta start a new life. Oh, take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Send a copy to my lawyer. Gotta have a new life. Oh, take a letter, Maria.
More music.
I got your letter yesterday from some small town I never knew. It told me you were on your way, but not where you were going to. You said you're following the sun, but do you really know for sure that after all is said and done, just what it is you're looking for? There's a place in my heart I wish that your eyes could see. And there's no one on earth who loves you as much as me. If you just travel on and on till I don't know where, there's a place in my heart you may never find again. And so you travel with the wind, you'll find some road to fly along. And though your letter says the word, your heart may soon forget the song. Then you may someday write the poem you will. And so you're heading for the sea.
just when the wild dream was a dream. Is like the color of a
amazing voice of Nana Mouskouri. And you know, you've always got a place in my heart. The title track of a Gold Award-winning album of hers in 1971. Next on KPTZ is Billy Williams, who in 1957 discovered a way to get more mail. All you have to do is be the sender as well as the recipient.
I'm gonna sit right down and write myself a letter.
Papaya.
And make believe it came from you.
Papaya, papaya.
I'm gonna write words so, so sweet. They're gonna knock me off of my feet. A lot of kisses on the bottom. I'll be glad I got 'em. I'm gonna smile and say, I hope you're feeling better.
Papaya, papaya.
I'll close with love the way you do.
Papaya, papaya.
I'm gonna sit right down and write myself a letter. And I'm gonna make believe it came from you. They're gonna knock me off of my feet. A lot of kisses on the bottom. I'll be glad I got them. Oh yeah. I'm gonna sit right down and write myself a letter. And I'm gonna make believe it came from you. Oh yeah, gonna make believe it came from you.
Hey Billy, are you having a good time going postal in the Vinyl Village?
Oh yeah.
How did I know you were gonna say that? Okay, Fun Devils, it's quiz time. The record I'm about to play came out in 1963. The title of it is The Letter. And if you go by the credit shown on the label, it's by Caesar and Cleo. And as you listen to it, see if you know who Caesar and Cleo really are.
I'm writing this letter. Yes, you will cry.
And so there you have a 1963 release by Caesar and Cleo. But if the voice of Cleo sounds vaguely familiar, that's because you've heard her hundreds of times since 1963. But when they reissued that exact same record in 1965, the credit read Sonny and Cher, and it's kind of fun hearing them before they became them. And now we present the earliest of all of our postal tunes. This one came out in 1950. And it's Dino who came up with a way to repurpose all of those love letters that he's been collecting over the years. They make a wallpaper that is very attention-getting.
I'm gonna paper all my walls with your love letters, then invite you over some night. I'm gonna read you every line where you promised to be mine, and show you all the vows you made in black and white. But if you think you're fooling me with your love letters, well, baby, now it's time you knew the score. I'm gonna find somebody new to write me love letters and paper them all over and show you all the vows you made in black and white. But if you think you're fooling me with your love letters, well, baby, now it's time you knew the score. I'm gonna find somebody new to write me love letters. All over yours, all over yours.
The King of Cool, and I'm gonna paper my walls with your old love letters. And it'll be a real kick to get your reaction when you come over and see my new wallpaper. And this is Jerry Osborne maintaining the Vinyl Village here on KPTZ, and realizing I can't get through the show without another great doo-wop postal tune. And wow-wow-wee, this is a great one from 1958 by the Serenaders, and it's I Wrote a Letter. And get a load of this classic doo-wop opening. That's another one of those great records that if someone ever said, I don't know what a doo-wop record is, you could play that for them and they would get the idea. It's time now for our third and final authentic postal worker participating in our You Pick It and I'll Play It game. And this time it's a caller in the Phoenix area. So hello and tell us a bit about yourself.
Hi, Jerry. This is Gary in Mesa, Arizona.
And how long have you been carrying the mail in those wicked summertime temperatures in the Phoenix area?
So, Jerry, I am a city letter carrier in Mesa, Arizona with 35 years on the job.
Oh, my. You truly are a saint. I'll play anything for you.
So the song I would like you to play is Return to Sender by Elvis. Thank you, Jerry.
Return to Sender. I gave a letter to the postman. He put it in his sack. Bright and early next morning, he brought my letter back.
She wrote upon it,
return to sender, address unknown, no such number, no such song. Had a quarrel, a lover's spat.
I write, I'm sorry, but my letter keeps coming back. So then I dropped it in the mailbox as in a special deed. Bright and early next morning, it came right back to me.
She wrote upon it,
return to sender, address unknown, no such person, no such zone.
This time I'm gonna take it myself and put it right in her hand. And if it comes back the very next day, then I'll understand.
Falling upon the mountain.
Gladys Knight and the Pips from 1961, and she ended up getting a letter full of tears. And I'm going to wrap up the show with my sweet sister, Devon Dawson. And this is from a live concert that she did right here in Port Townsend years ago. And the song, as well as the intro, all pertain to postal business. And it's really great to hear Devon doing Nothing in My Letterbox.
My brother, Jerry Osborne, right over there, he loves this because he's got this huge internet business and spends half of his life at the Port Townsend post office. So this is in honor of my brother Jerry Osborne, a little Dale Evans swingy tune called Nothing in My Letterbox.
Nothing in my letterbox, and I'm wondering why. Why he hasn't written since the night he said goodbye. Nothing in my letterbox, he just doesn't write. Forgot the things he said that night. Not a word.
Not one word.
Not a doggone line.
Not a line.
Oh, I'm wondering if my wandering cowboy's still mine. Cause you see, there's nothing in my letterbox. Are you being true?
Maybe I'm not right, cause I'm writing back to you.
Blues Journey starts right now.